Wayfair's big sale is back. Get ready for Way Day. For 3 days only, October 5th through October 7th, save up to 80% off on everything home. With low prices on top furniture and decor, now's the time to invest in new seating or dining set. Up your holiday decorating game for way less. Refresh your cookware and baking supplies. Restock your linen closet. And maybe even treat yourself? Actually, definitely treat yourself. At up to 80% off, this is the sale to go all out. Oh, and did we mention everything ships free all Way Day long? Yeah, everything, even a sectional. Plus, surprise flash deals launch every 24 hours on some of Wayfair's top products. So check back each day to score big on something you never saw coming. Who knows what amazing finds you'll bring home. Don't miss Wayfair's big sale. Way Day only lasts 3 days and won't be back soon. Save up to 80% off all things home now through October 7th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yep, I'm joined once again by Aisling Larkin, TV chef and mindful eating coach. And Aisling, you're going to tell us how to exploit the summer for the health of our family and kids.
Yeah, I think so. Like, we're in my house, week two of summer holidays, which has led to a barrage of, "Mom, I'm starving. Can I have a snack? I need another snack." 64 million snacks. Like, somebody has to help us navigate that. So I suppose I'm here today in the capacity of mom of three, as well as obviously my TV cooking expertise, but also I trained as a feeding therapist in the States. So went to Pediatric Children's Hospital in Texas, trained in feeding therapy, came home, did more graduate training. I'm also trained in mindful eating. So I'm kind of bringing a lot of that to the fore today because I think there's a couple of really nice nuggets in there that can maybe help along the way.
Do you run a constant fruit availability policy as a sort of a stopgap?
At home, what I try and do with the fruit bit is, yeah, the fruit bowl is out and fruit is kind of the first port of call, but I try and pair the fruit with something else. So not just fruit on its own. So if you're hungry, we'll always kind of do, listen, have an apple first, try a banana first, but then it'll be, do you want a cracker and cheese with that? So I try and buy these little kind of whole grainy crackers. So then you're getting a little bit of fibre, you're getting and a little bit of protein from the cheese, so you're staying fuller for longer rather than just going to the piece of fruit. And I think that can really, really help. Or what we do as well is this concept of picnic plates. So, like, you know, they're devil sometimes. It's like 12 o'clock and lunch is maybe planned for 1 o'clock. And it's kind of this thing of, let's do a picnic plate. So a picnic plate is where they will do a little check-in themselves. You can go, do you have a carbohydrate on the plate? Do you have something that's going to give you energy? Yes, I do. And try and, I suppose, stock the house with little whole grain ones if you can. And we'll come back to that. Then it's, do I have something protein? Something that's going to make me grow? Okay, what do I have that's protein? Do I have cheese? Do I have yogurt? Do I have some hummus? Do I have something like that? And then it's okay, we need a fruit or a veg. And then we'll always put a little treat on there.
And do you use those terminology? You teach them, this is proteins, this is carbohydrates,
yeah, yeah.
These are sugars.
We're still learning. Like, we're learning all the time. And I think that's it. So they'll do a check. What's protein? Is this one protein? What's this? This is carbohydrate. The chocolate biscuit, but this is a carbohydrate. You're going, well, it is, but let's pair it with something else because that one has a little bit more sugar in it. So I'm not here, I suppose, preaching. I'm certainly not here trying to strip the fun out of food. This has to be fun, but there has to be, I suppose, you're trying to teach them things as you go, because I think during the summer holidays, sometimes we can kind of fall off the schedule a little bit and you just don't want to fall into a sea of treats all the time.
How do you control what other people give them? Because there seems to be a general approach to children, which is if you see one handed something sugary.
Yes. I think for most parents, it is one of the most challenging things to face, because as the moms and dads at home, most of us are, we're doing our best, you know, and we're trying. And then granny or granddad comes in, or auntie or uncle comes in.
Or anyone, passing stranger.
Here's a packet of buttons. Let's go get an ice cream cone, this and that. I have a really simple technique, and I would have done this with parents when I was doing feeding therapy and stuff. And it's one I use with my own mom. And I had to genuinely have the conversation with her, which was, if you insist on giving them a treat every Tuesday, every Friday, every Saturday, you're taking away the opportunity for me to have a moment with my children. And I want that moment. I want the moment where we cycle to the shop and we get ice cream cones and we get the sprinkles on top and we get the strawberry sauce, because it's summer and it's fun and that's what it's meant to be. And if she's already given it to them at lunchtime, I can't go and give it to them twice. So I have to remind her of that. And I have to say, Mom, I need a chance to have those moments with my kids. You can't take all those moments.
So in a world where they are educated to really want and to crave sugar and chocolates, How do you get around that? What are the alternatives? What are the non-bad for you hacks?
The balance between absolutely having the treats is important, but trying to make them as nutrient dense as possible. So there's a couple of homemade ones we can do, and I've actually brought little snack packs that we can go through, which are really, really important. But like small little win is something tiny. Like if they are having, like I suppose if you were to ask my children, they would say, breakfast. Mom, you're so boring at breakfast. We hate you. Like, why? You don't buy the fun cereals. And it's the one rule I have. There's no, with everything, my house is sweets, chocolate, crisps, whatever's in the house, no problem. But the breakfast cereal is a bit of a bugbear of mine where I'm like, we're not doing those. We're going to do baked oats. We're going to do overnight oats. We're going to do granola. We're going to do eggs. We're going to do pancakes, but we'll make them with oats and make them bananas and milk. And we kind of have that rotation. The eldest one now knows how to do the pancakes, so she can step in the morning. She's 11. She can do those. So it's that part, I think. But something as simple as putting sprinkles on top of Weetabix.
Everything's better with sprinkles.
Isn't it?
We have been discussing this over from very good looking cookies. At what point do we get to the very good looking cookies?
At what point do we get to open the snack packs? What I brought us was, I was trying to think like what would work for today. And as I said, snacks are a big thing. And you are out on picnics and adventures during the summer. So I have put together four of my most favourite nutrient dense snacks. You make them, you put the batches in the freezer, you take them out when you need them. So all of these are fully freezeable. I am not spending every evening of the summer making other snacks. I spend a bit of time, batch them and put them in. So what I have four, and we're going to go through each four. I've got my flapjacks, which are stunning, vanilla and a little bit of sea salt. I have my Biscoff kind of caramelly power balls, some of the energy balls. We have a protein cookie and we have my Snickers bites. So I'm going to open up. So I bought these bags, right?
July is
like plastic free month or whatever. So these are, rather than just using a freezer bag and throwing it out once, right? I got these. Now, they are Amazon or wherever the likes. So it's, they did come. They did travel to get here. However, they are reusable, resealable, solid bags. So what happens is if we go on a little picnic, everyone can get their little snack pack. Or you have these made up. So if they want a snack, this is what their options are. The cookie looks good, doesn't it?
It does look good. Walk us through what's in it then.
So this is, I'm going to hand one out to you and have a little nibble, right? So this is a chocolate chip cookie and it has Smarties, three or four little M&Ms or Smarties on top. Now, these are family. So some I will give to the kids, some are just for me. So there's a little bit of maple syrup in them. There is a mix of whole grain flour and white flour. You have your chocolate chips in there. So, I mean, they look incredibly fun. For the grown-ups, what I've done is put in a little bit of protein powder. So into the mix, there's 40 grams of protein powder gone in there. So it just means that as my treat, I'm trying to kind of, you know, keep me fuller for a little bit longer.
You never know there was whole grain flour in it.
No.
It doesn't, it hides its healthiness well.
Doesn't it? And that's the idea with this. They look fun, they taste delicious. They've all been kid approved. So that's the other kind of part of it. The next one is the vanilla and sea salt flapjacks. So these are lovely.
Now, are these baked or are these
are
compressed there?
These are baked. They are not virtuous in the sense that they have no sugar and no butter in them. They have sugar, they have butter in them. But I suppose, again, with kids, because there's so much marketing in terms of kind of brands looking bright and beautiful and shiny and marketed to kids, this is homemade. And the other brilliant thing, and it's when they cook at home, when they see how much sugar goes in or how much butter goes in, all of a sudden it's like, whoa, there's that much? It gives them an understanding of what's in it.
That's very good. What binds that?
That is sugar, brown sugar, butter, oats, that's it.
Wow.
Vanilla and sea salt baked in the oven. But there's a lovely kick of sea salt and vanilla, and it's when you combine the two. So they're almost, dare I say, almost too good to give to the kids.
They're pretty good.
But the kids
and the salt has remained granular. It hasn't just melted through the whole thing.
Really,
it's lovely.
Really nice. Okay, next up we have power balls. So energy balls, power balls. These have been kind of on the go for ages. I have had some absolutely brutal ones of recent times, like horrendous, that would make you not want to eat them. So if you're going to eat them, you want to have them nice. So we've got a little bit of Biscoff in there. We have got our oats in there. We've got a little bit of oat milk. We've got vanilla again, a couple of dates, and then I put protein powder in them as well.
But it doesn't, you know the way sometimes they taste like a mashed up date?
Yeah.
They don't. There's a little bit of date, but it's just in the background. Exactly. Very nice. And then this chocolatey looking fella?
So these are my Snickers bites. So these are the big medjool dates stuffed with nut butter and then they've got dark chocolate on top. You need to take a bite, yeah. So it's kind of replicating a Snickers. So you've got the caramel. So dates are like nature's natural caramel. Stuff them with either an almond butter. I love almond butter, so I put almond butter in mine. A crunchy peanut butter or a smooth peanut butter. A little bit of dark chocolate over the edge. And they're so filling.
And the dark chocolate comes in at the end.
It does.
It's a little, oh, hello.
That's it. And look, the difference between these is that it's that satiety piece. So when we talk about having a snack and munching on it quickly and getting a hit and it being gone, these are all more nutrient dense. They're all going to keep you fuller for longer. But from a sensory perspective in your mouth, you're conscious that you're eating something. You know, you have to use your teeth. You've got to actually chew. And that tells your brain, I've eaten something. I'm full. I'm satisfied. And that's what you want to get to.
And all of these freezable.
Oh, absolutely freezable. I will only make them if they can go in the freezer and you take one out when you want it. So again, it's that conscious consideration for when you're, what am I going to have? What snack am I going to have today? This is what I'm going to plan. This is what I'm going
to
have.
Lots of luck convincing them to reach for the celery when they're available.
Not a big lover of celery in my house at all. And that's okay.
Aisling, thank you very much. That is Aisling Larkin, TV chef and mindful eating coach.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4. On News Talk.
Wayfair's big sale is back. Get ready for Wayday. For 3 days only, October 5th through October 7th, save up to 80% off on everything home. With low prices on top furniture and decor, now's the time to invest in new seating or dining set. Up your holiday decorating game for way less. Refresh your cookware and baking supplies. Restock your linen closet and maybe even treat yourself. Actually, definitely treat yourself. At up to 80% off, this is the sale to go all out. Oh, and did we mention everything ships free all Wayday long? Yeah, everything, even a sectional. Plus, surprise flash deals launch every 24 hours on some of Wayfair's top products. So check back each day to score big on something you never saw coming. Who knows what amazing finds you'll bring home. Don't miss Wayfair's big sale. Wayday only lasts 3 days and won't be back soon. Save up to 80% off all things home now through October 7th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.